Before the Light is a story of miracles. The miraculous discovery of the Well of Zamzam. And then, centuries later, the miracle of its rediscovery by Abdulmuttalib, grandfather of the Prophet. Peace and blessing be upon him. The miracle of the preservation of Abdallah, father of the Prophet. Peace and blessing be upon him. And finally, the miracle of the year of the elephant, or the year the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, was born. All these works of God, and countless others, prepared the way for the message to come forth. It's a story that began long ago, when our Lord Ibrahim brought his wife Hajar and his son Ismail to a place that had no people, no water, or even a name. A place that would come to be known as Mecca.
Be strong, Ismail. Be strong. We'll find water, we will. Your father prayed that we survive. He said God would protect us, Ibrahim.
Became known as Zamzam. Its incredible appearance was the first of a host of miracles that prepared the way and preserved the lives of the ancestors of Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him.
Good morning, Hajar. It's good to see you at the well today.
Oh, every day, every day. For your mercy in saving Ismail and me all those years ago.
Excuse me, my daughter and I have come a long way. May we...
Come, come. The pilgrims are always welcome at Zamzam.
This is Zamzam? The well that saved Hajar and Ismail?
The very one.
And that's the Kaaba.
Yes, rebuilt by Ibrahim and Ismail. Ever since then, people have been coming to Mecca. The Kaaba draws them here. The well sustains them. Every time I drink, I give thanks to God for saving Hajar and Ismail.
Have you ever seen her?
They say she comes to the well every day and thanks God for his mercy.
Mama, that's her.
In the centuries that followed, war and darkness descended upon Mecca. The well of Zamzam was destroyed, and its very location became a mystery until the time of Abd al-Muttalib, grandfather to the Prophet. Peace and blessing be upon him. Mecca had fallen into wickedness and confusion. Idol gods littered the grounds of the holy Kaaba.
Bless me with the money so I can buy water for my family.
Make it rain so the pilgrims will come back to Mecca.
Please, please keep my enemies from stealing what little water I have.
I shouldn't have let him go alone.
Maybe he knew he wouldn't make it back before dark, so he stayed up there.
Without blankets? I'm going after him.
Harith.
I'm all right, Father. Just tired.
Oh, your feet are badly cut.
Let me see.
We shouldn't have to live in a place where my only child has to risk his life to fetch water.
Oh, I don't mind, Father. At least we get to take care of the Kaaba. That's what you've always told me. It is an honor, a blessing worth any sacrifice. And I still believe it.
Oh, thank God you made it home. When I look at the Kaaba, I realize I could never leave it.
God will help us through this difficult time.
He saved Hajar and Ismail. He saved us a few times, too.
Aren't you proud of Harith?
Yes. I only wish we would have had more.
Me too.
Dig the crystal clear. Dig the reverend.
Dig. Reverend.
Dig Zamzam.
Dig Zamzam.
Dig near the Kaaba, where crows peck the ground.
Wait!
Father?
Harry, this way!
Maybe we should have done this at night.
This is God's work, Harith. It won't be done in a corner. You must keep them away.
See?
Stand back!
Have you gone mad, Abd al-Muttalib?
How dare you dig on holy ground? Stop him now, before the gods punish us all!
Get him!
This is God's will. If you want to stop my father, you'll have to kill me first. Who wants to try?
We're not done with you.
Help me, Harith.
Father! Water!
Don't just stand there staring. Get to work!
You've got a good son here. Good thing he knocked me away. I'd sacrifice one of my own to get a few more like him.
Dear God, I need more sons like Harith to help me serve the pilgrims and thy holy Kaaba. I'll do anything to have them, even if you give me many more sons, I promise I'll... sacrifice one back to thee. Anything, dear God, but please give me more sons.
Far away, south of Mecca, a cruel and jealous Abyssinian king named Abraha ruled the country known as Yemen.
You're telling me that all these goods came from Mecca?
I bought them in Mecca, Abraha, sir, but they come from India, Istanbul, Greece. These swords came from some distant northern land called Scandinavia. I'm loading it all up and sailing for India. We'll make a fortune.
But all this for sale in the desert?
They found new water there, sir.
So what? Rivers flow all through this country. Let them come here if they thirst.
What they thirst for is religion. I saw them. Idol gods. Hundreds of them. The people come from all over to offer prayers, sacrifices. But more important than the idol gods is the holy Kaaba. A simple structure, really. A cube, four walls. They say it's a house of God.
Mecca shall not be greater than us. Those people must come here. If it's a house of God people want, then they shall have it.
Sir?
Call my artists and architects.
But, sir, a fortune awaits us.
No. A dynasty awaits us. Now go!
Architects, artists...
No longer shall the people crawl to a cube in the desert. They shall sail to a temple. The greatest temple the world has ever known.
Can you fill this one too?
There's plenty for everyone.
Father! Father!
What is it, son?
Come quick! Mother had the baby!
Already?
Well, boy or girl?
It's a boy!
A boy. Three sons.
Three? This one makes us 10 boys.
Another boy. Oh, beautiful boy. I'll call him Abdullah. Fatima?
I sense it too. There's something special about this boy.
Yes.
It's over here.
I'll be dead before this thing is finished.
Oh, no, don't talk like that.
The Mecca grows in leaps and bounds while this temple crawls along.
It's not exactly a crawl, it's more, well, I don't
know. I want more slaves. Go into the country and bring out more. As many as can be bought or stolen. And I want this temple finished!
Oh, yes, as many as you want. I'll search. Yes, of course.
Gather round! Gather round! We have here a contest of strength and skill. On this side is our youngest brother, Abdallah. He has finally come of age, and his marriage is arranged. The challenger is his older brother, Abu Talib.
Boo!
No, he's too old.
Boo!
Hey, what do you have against me? The first man to bring the other man down wins. Now take your time. Wear him down. Then go low for the legs. Are you listening to me?
Hey, let him fight his own fights.
I'm telling you, don't try and take him right off. He's too big. Wear him down. Begin!
I know what he told you.
Wear him down.
Take your time. It won't work, little brother.
No!
I knew he was a wonderful boy, but I didn't know he was so strong. Now, remember, Amina is promised to him. We made a deal before God, Abd al-Muttalib. You know what happens if you break a promise to God.
If you give me many more sons, I promise I'll sacrifice one back to thee.
You know what happens if you break a promise to God.
What have I done? Oh, dear God. I didn't know. I can't possibly keep this promise. But what will happen if I break it? A promise to God is sacred.
Say it isn't true. Say it.
I wish it were not.
You cannot do it. You cannot. Sacrifice me, Abd al-Muttalib, but not one of these boys.
Don't you know? I would sacrifice myself before I killed one of these dear boys. But I have made a promise to God.
Abd al-Muttalib could not bear to choose a son to sacrifice. And so it was determined that arrows would be drawn. The son who drew the arrow with the mark would become the sacrifice.
No, no. Not Abdullah.
Are you to sacrifice this boy? You can't do it!
Stop, Abd al-Muttalib! We'll give up all our possessions to save him!
You're a religious man! Pray that God will show you a way out!
Perhaps there is a way. If a man is killed by accident, what is the price paid to his family?
10 camels.
Will not God accept such an offering? Bring 10 camels and cast arrows between them and Abdallah. If the arrows land cross, they fall against Abdallah. So add 10 more camels and cast the arrows again. Continue this until the arrows fall uncrossed against the camels. Then sacrifice the camels and let your son live. It may cost every camel you own.
I would give every camel and my own life to save Abdullah.
Crossed. Add 10 more. Crossed. Add 10 more.
Finally, on the 11th time, the arrows dropped in Abdallah's favor.
Oh, the arrows fall against the camels.
Abd al-Muttalib would have to offer 100 camels, but his son would be saved.
You were not saved by arrows and idols, Abdullah. God saved you today. I knew he would.
Finally! Finally it's finished! And look! Not a pilgrim in sight!
So, the people prefer the Kaaba and the gods of Mecca, do they?
I tried, Abraha! I met with every leader in Arabia. I ordered them, in your name, to worship here, now. But I just...
Very well then. The Kaaba shall be destroyed.
Sir?
And so shall everything along the way.
Sir?
And so shall you if you counsel me otherwise.
I'll think of you every day.
As soon as the goods are traded, I'll come right home. I promise.
Abdallah, last night, in my sleep, I saw light come out of me and fill the sky.
It's a sign, Amna. A good sign.
Fresh figs! Fresh figs!
You don't look well. Start for home tomorrow. I'll be fine. I think we should stop and rest.
No, we have to keep going. I'm going to be a father, you know? Omna received a sign. The child is special.
Abdallah! Quick, let's get him to Yathrop.
Take some of this.
Tell my father to take care of Omna for me. And the baby.
He should have returned days ago.
Don't worry, Father. I'll find him. Is Abdallah in this caravan? Is Abdallah here? Answer me! Is Abdallah among you?
I'm sorry.
Our soldiers have reached Mecca. They have taken 200 camels from their king. A man named Abdamutalim.
Good, good. That should make him eager to talk. Tell me, which is larger, this or the Kaaba?
Well, this is...
The Kaaba shall fall just as easily.
Are you the king of this city?
Are you the man who stole my camels?
Abraha wishes to speak to... with you, if you are king.
I'm no king, but I will come.
My plan is a simple one, Abdalmutalib. In the morning, I will enter your city and destroy the Kaaba. If your people stand aside, they shall live. If they resist, my 60,000 soldiers will show no mercy.
I want my 200 camels returned to me.
Is that all you care about, your 200 camels?
I am the lord of my camels, but God is the lord of the Kaaba. He will protect it.
No one will protect it from me. No one! Go!
We must leave the city at once. Help me get Amina to safety. We must protect her at all costs.
Beast! Move! Move! Forward! I said forward! Stupid animal! What's going on? I'll get him moving, sir.
Abraha, as soon as he saw the Kaaba, he wouldn't go any further. Surely that's a sign.
Lead him in the other direction. Let's go. Stop! Lead him to the Kaaba. Why, you!
Oh, this is a sign indeed. We must not attack this city.
Look,
they're coming this way.
It's a boy.
Proud of you, Amina.
I wish Abdallah were here.
So do I. But this child will carry his name.
No.
But that is the tradition. That is...
The child's name has been given to me in a vision. He shall be called Muhammad.
Yes, Muhammad.